The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this to reference to the Spirit that those who come to believe in him will receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
The solemnity of Pentecost is interesting in regards to the liturgical life of the church. There are actually a set of prayers and readings for the vigil of Pentecost. There are another set of prayers and readings for the day of Pentecost. And one of the big reasons is the history of the church. On the vigil of Pentecost, the apostles themselves were gathered in the upper room and they were waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit, waiting for that promise that Christ gave to them. They were waiting with probably a lot of anticipation and excitement, but also we know from the Acts of the Apostles there was fear. They were afraid of what was going on all around them. They were afraid of persecution. They were afraid that because of what happened to Jesus, maybe that would happen to them. And so tonight we unite ourselves with the apostles. We're waiting that glorious coming of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate this weekend. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. We could say so many things about this annual solemnity. It's the completion of the Easter season. Pentecost is the birth of the church. It's the beginning of the apostolic missionary life of the church. The Holy Spirit is alive and active and working in the church from this moment of grace where the apostles receive the Holy Spirit and the church is alive and born, to this very day, this very hour, this moment, the Holy Spirit is present and with us. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is the ordinary way God touches earth, inspires us to live for God. It's how every human being has any chance of knowing God who created us because of the Holy Spirit, making us eternally aware that God is here. Pentecost, by the way, was a Jewish feast as well. If you know a little of your Jewish history, every year, 50 days after Passover, Pentecost for the Jewish people was a harvest feast, also called the Feast of Weeks. Jewish families would harvest their crops, make a gift for God. The Jewish men would then make a journey or a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and they would bring that gift and sacrifice to the temple. And so the Feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem was a big deal. There were a lot of people there. It would have been crowded with a lot of people coming to offer their offering to God. So it's another reason why the apostles would have been afraid to go out of the upper room. Because the Jewish people who brought Christ to the cross, they were there. And so naturally the apostles were unsure of what to do or where to go. They did this 50 days after the Passover. So the apostles were already in Jerusalem. They were in the upper room. And on this day, God comes to the apostles. God gives us on this day the church. In the upper room, God gives us the sacramental life of the church, the priesthood, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the charisms of the church through the Spirit, and the sure sign of his loving presence in the world. Think about with me for a moment everything that went on in the upper room, by the way. Some of us have been to the Holy Land. We've been to the upper room. Think about being in the upper room with the Lord. All the things that happened. For example, the institution of the Eucharist happened in the upper room where they celebrated the Last Supper. At that same Passover meal, at the end, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. And so the priesthood of Jesus Christ is instituted in the upper room. After the resurrection in John's gospel, Jesus comes to the apostles in the upper room and says, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained." And so the institution of the sacrament of reconciliation and penance, going to confession, that happened in the upper room. And then today, this weekend, we celebrate Pentecost, where the church is born in the upper room. It's a rather important place in the history of our faith in the church. The Holy Spirit is present. We know this, but how well do we, the members of Jesus and his church, how well do we respond to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within our own life? In recent decades, I would say many, maybe a majority of people in the world have forgotten or lost touch or cannot hear the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, within their life. Some do, though, and they see God that has given them, the God who has given them great gifts and a desire to serve the church and others. But many do not. People are leaving the church now in record numbers all throughout the world. There was a very disturbing number recently from Germany that said in the last 2 months or so, over 10,000 people formally left the church. Record numbers, even for them. But also there are places in the world where the church is growing. Even in our own archdiocese, I would say that we've seen growth. Maybe not in numbers, although that's possible, but we see churches opening. Our blessed Stanley Rother Shrine, we have 28 seminarians, and that's growing in the archdiocese. We see a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, even today. History proves that when we trust God, when we pray, when we call upon the Holy Spirit to guide, protect, and give us the courage to live the faith, then the church thrives. It grows. It unites under one Lord, and the people unite together in belief of God. It sees Jesus calling us to himself. Come to me and do not be afraid. Come to me. We must stop choosing in the world things that are so abstractly and contrastingly against God, that are so vividly anti-church and religion. We must stop choosing violence and death and hatred and indifference, selfishness. All that divides the world. And we must choose life, love, a willingness to forgive, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have to welcome them because they teach us. We must choose God. Let's remember what the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit are. When's the last time you all went through the list in your mind? These are things to remember and think about and pray about regularly. Listen to them, because when you hear what they are, you would begin to think quickly, oh, if we actually were in tune to these gifts and fruits, this would be a lot different place. The world would be way different, I think. For example, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that give us, that are given to us, and at our baptism, that are strengthened and enhanced at our confirmation, when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, and every time we receive sanctifying grace through confession, through the Eucharist, through prayer, these gifts are strengthened. One is counsel, fortitude, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, piety, and fear or awe of the Lord. Those are greatly needed in the world today, I would say, especially the gift of piety, or maybe you would even say reverence for God and reverence for each other. But then the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and they're fruits because when we're listening to the Holy Spirit and in tune with these gifts, naturally these come forth, the fruits of our prayer and the fruits of loving and serving God. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, which they're talking about a redemptive style, a redemptive suffering, that is uniting ourselves to the cross. Humility or gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control or self-mastery, and chastity. Ah, wow, that's a great list that we need to know better and study more and live. Today, though, we pray the simple prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Would you pray it with me? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, we'll just say the three words. Come, Holy Spirit. Two words. Well, three words, Holy Spirit. You know the whole prayer, I'm sure, but not everybody does, so we won't do that. Just simply, come, Holy Spirit. Come into our hearts. Come into our minds. Daily pray this prayer. Pray it often. Make it a part of your breath. As we all turn our hearts and minds in joy to God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit, amen.